Morning Watch. A timely word concerning the world situation and the Lord's recovery, week 5. Answering God's call to be his dispensational instrument, his overcomers to turn the age. Friday, related verses. Joel 2:25. And I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the licking locust and the consuming locust, and the cutting locusts, my great army that I sent among you. Psalm 90:10-12:14-15. The days of our years are 70 years, or if because of my strength, 80 years. But their pride is labor and sorrow, for it is soon gone and we fly away. Teach us then to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may give a ringing shout and rejoice all our days. Cause us to rejoice according to the days that you have afflicted us, according to the years that we have seen evil. Psalm 84:10. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather sit at the thresholds of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Colossians 1:9-10. Therefore we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease praying and asking on your behalf, that you may be filled with the full knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk worthily of the Lord, to please him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing by the full knowledge of God. Psalm 39:4. O Jehovah, cause me to know my end, and the measure of my days, what it is. May I know how transient I am. Suggested reading. May the Lord train our spiritual sense and spiritual sight. If we are short in these two things, we will not know how to deal with situations when they come up. We should give ourselves to Him in this way daily. Time is constant, but opportunities are not. Opportunities appear in time. Time is continuous, but opportunities come and go. Therefore, we must grasp the opportunities. We must sense the opportunities whenever they come and make the most of them. Today, the problem is not that the Lord does not give us opportunities, but that we miss the opportunities. Every one of us must rise up. We do not want to let the opportunities from God go by. We have seen how God has blessed Brother Witness's work. His strong point is that he does not allow any opportunity to slip by. It is hard to find him missing an opportunity. Once the opportunity rises, he takes advantage of it. If we let the opportunity go, we will limit God's work. When we stand before God, we will see that most of God's will lies in the opportunities he has given us. If we can identify the opportunities, we can identify God's will. This is a very serious matter. Daniel 11:32 says, "The people who know their God will take action." This means that the people of God will open up new horizons. The more we know God's will, the more we will seize the opportunities. Anyone who hesitates is living in a habitual way. Those who know God will never act in a habitual way. Once God moves, we should move. We should not give up any opportunity. Every time I think of lost days, I become sorrowful and find the thought unbearable. However, I still thank the Lord who gives me comfort in my despair. In Joel 2:25, he said, "I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten." Thank the Lord that he still has the way. You may be 60 years old this year and have wasted 30 or 40 years. Once there was a young girl who fell into sin and contracted tuberculosis. She was dying in the hospital. An old servant of the Lord preached the gospel to her, telling her that the Lord Jesus had borne all her sin and persuading her to confess her sins, repent, and accept Jesus as her Savior. After she accepted the Lord, she was saved and became very happy, and peace filled her heart. After a few days, this old servant went to see her again. He was surprised to find her with a very sad face and very sorrowful. She said, "When I stand in front of the Lord may reckon me as saved, but what do I have to bring to him?" I can only tell the Lord that I have come empty-handed. How can I face my Lord with empty hands? The old servant said to her, Sister, do not worry. I would take what you have just said and will write a song right next to your bed to encourage others to preach the gospel. In this way, all those who preach the gospel and save souls because of the song will share their rewards with you. He wrote the now well-known song, Must I Go and Empty-Handed, Thus My Dear Redeemer Meet, hymn 930. Because of this song, many were touched to go out to preach the gospel. That is what the Lord means when he says, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. 10 years of a man's life on earth may be counted for only one day. But then one day may also be counted as 1,000 days. David said that a day in the Lord's courts is better than 1,000. Therefore, our service is not in vain. The days in heaven are not measured by 24 hours. This is spiritual accounting. The way we reckon a day is not necessarily the same way God reckons it.